Hey guys, welcome back to the ITP Live Show. I'm your host, Emin, and today we're having a bit of a party in the studio because I have with me special guest, DJ Bliss.
What's up, everybody? I'm DJ Bliss, Emirati DJ, producer, artist, and entrepreneur. Happy to be here on the show. I want to make everybody feel like Bliss, like I feel like Bliss all the time. And today you're going to feel like Bliss too.
Today I'm going to feel like Bliss, I can't wait. DJ Bliss is a vlogger by day and DJ by night. He has over 349,000 followers on his Instagram and nearly hitting 100,000 followers on his YouTube channel. So tell us a bit more about who you are and what you do.
I have a background of being in radio and TV. So I used to be in like conventional media before, but one day I woke up, I'm like, you know, the world's going in a different direction. So, you know, I want to take what I do and just do it in a more natural way. And so that's why I like social media content was a lot more natural or the way forward for me. So I just started focusing more on making YouTube videos and try to work on my social media and sort of build a platform similar to radio or TV, but where I have my own audience and they're there for me. But you know, along the way, I always come back to like music. Music's my first true love. DJing's my first love. You know, I always have that DJing on the side as well, but it helps, you know, it's hand in hand. Traveling, DJing, doing music, vlogging. Like you said, my daytime thing is a kind of content creation and nighttime is my music.
And you've said on your YouTube channel that you post videos about your Dubai life. So what is your Dubai life? What kind of content do you post, like videos?
So, I mean, I do a little bit of both. So I do the what everyone thinks Dubai is like, which is, you know, bling, rich, money, expensive life, which, you know, that's what the whole world thinks. But I also like to incorporate sort of things that people would not know, you know, so just being from here, being in Emirati, there's so many like little hidden gems, like old school Dubai, places that you can go to. So
would you say that your content's quite authentic? That you'd like to show, obviously, the different sides. So you try to be as real as you can in your videos.
Yeah, absolutely. I want that to be the key thing about my content, just to be authentic to myself and authentic to the city, because a lot of people come here and they don't even, like, you know, cross the bridge to go to the other side of Dubai, let alone, you know, see the other Emirates or find places to go to or things to do.
That's exactly what I love to be looking at as well. I like to find the hidden places.
Yeah.
Because everyone just thinks that Dubai is, you know, all about the brunches and the restaurants, but actually I'd love to know like the secrets of Dubai, like all the hidden places.
Yeah, you know, what you said is kind of like nailed it on the head. You know, people who move over here, like that's the first thing they do. Where's all the brunches, where's all the clubs, and where's all the, you know.
Bringing it back to your videos now, what's your most like viral video or your favorite video that you've posted?
Personally, I like the hidden gem stuff, but social media algorithm or people are always interested in that sort of rich, lavish, glamorous lifestyle. So my most viral video and most viewed to date is like one video I did, which I didn't even put too much effort on. So I filmed this whole stay I had at Virgin Arab. And then right before we were leaving, I said, yo, it'd be cool if we saw this presidential suite over here. And they said, yeah, of course, we can just take you. So I was just walking through and just filming the presidential suite, not planned, nothing, like literally just walking with a little camera. And that video is like my most viewed video to date. And it just keeps, like, people just keep watching. It's crazy.
It's always the videos that you just don't expect, that you just do a random like recording of something and then it happens to be like the best one.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. For content, someone always told me like people want to see things that they can't do themselves or can't see for themselves. So I guess that video is kind of like, you know, that kind of situation, because not everyone can go into the presidential suite of the most luxurious hotel in the world. So then I'm like, okay, let's just like tap into this even more. And then I can always show people like the most expensive and, you know, the budget ones, so.
Do you have a social media strategy or plan, or is it just like, because you're saying you're looking at what's trending?
So yeah, great question. I mean, it's not like I do things that I don't like. I actually like doing these things anyway, so it works for me. But do I have a plan? Yes, but it changes all the time because the algorithm changes all the time. The strategy is changing all the time. So, I mean, you know, we used to do like 10-minute videos, but no one's really watching 10-minute videos on YouTube anymore. YouTube's really kind of taking a back seat now anyway, so people come there for specific content rather than like vlog-style videos. So, you know, I'm keeping my page active, but definitely focusing a little bit more on Instagram right now, Reels, and TikTok is huge too.
So which is your favorite social media platform to use?
My go-to is Instagram, really. I don't know why my finger just finds the app I deleted it off my home screen because I used to close it and then open it again, like without even thinking about it. The thing with a YouTube channel is like not everybody wants to watch everything. There's like certain things that you do that really work and people want to watch, and you know, some things that don't work because the algorithm is in the favor of that video and and the people who are there are, you know, there to watch a certain type of video. It's like a restaurant, right? Like you serve an Italian food and that's what people are coming there for. If you serve in like Indian food one day, even though it might be the best Indian food, people are gonna feel like, but I came here for Italian food, so.
Yeah, so where does like even the DJ part come in?
People come to my channel and think exactly that. You see a channel, it's called DJ Bliss, and then you come there and it's like I was doing like daily lifestyle vlogging. Social media is a learning process. It's a daily learning lesson, I guess. And for me, I don't mind trial and error. So I don't have a problem with failing. I don't have a problem with trying things. I always believe there's an opportunity more than just getting views on a video or being like, I don't know, going viral or whatever. All this content that I did really taught me so much about video. There's always a greater plan, I think.
And I think you may have answered it before, but you have over 5 million views in total on your YouTube channel. So what kind of advice would you give to people that are starting off?
I would say find something you're passionate about, something that you love, you know, and something that you really are connected to, so people watch your content and feel like, you know, it's authentic. That's the most important thing, you know, regardless of whatever it is. And when you're doing that, you don't feel like it's a job. You don't have to research, you don't have to act, you don't have to, you know, go out of your way.
Tell me a bit more about the DJ side.
I had an album, which I did with like some local artists, also went to number one. And I've released about 4 or 5 songs myself as well. But, you know, I have had the songs with me and I'm about to release like at least like, I'd say 2 or 3 songs this year alone. But one of them is actually on the way. We just shot part of the music video, which I guess I can tell you because we just signed off on it.
Exclusive news, guys.
This is exclusive. So my next song is with Shaggy.
Oh!
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How exciting!
You got super excited. Are you a fan?
I got really excited. What's your genre?
So I don't know how to classify it, but it's been ever changing. So it's kind of like, you know, I used to do a lot more like urban R&B, hip hop stuff. Then I realized like it's not really the style that I'm playing in the clubs. But now I'm going more towards sort of like, you know, DJ music, like DJ Snake, Major Lazer, or Diplo, Skrillex, like that kind of vibe. But I'm trying to incorporate some more Arabic sounds into it because I felt like everyone's making the same music and no one really knows like who you are based on just the music that you hear. That's really what I'm doing. This song that I'm doing with Shaggy is called Hella Walla. I've got a couple of like GCC guys on it as well. A guy called Daffy, a guy called Flipperachi. Initially it was all English and just sounded like another American or British song. And now it's like got more of an Arabic flavor with Arabic instruments. These guys are like rapping in Arabic, so.
That sounds absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So where can everyone find your music or listen to your music?
So all over, it's, you know, music videos are on YouTube. YouTube, and then all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Amigami, all of them.
Thank you so much for interviewing with us. But before you go, we are going to do a challenge. So I'm going to hum 3 songs.
Okay.
And you have to try and guess what they are.
All right, let's go. I'm good at these, by the way.
Okay, ready?
Doja Cat Woman.
Yes. 1 point.
I love winning.
Next.
Damn, that's a good hum. I don't know it.
No, you have to know this.
It sounds like a radio song, but
if you don't know it by now, then I don't think you're gonna get it. Okay, so you give up.
Tell me artist name first.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
this is a classic.
Macarena.
Yes! Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed watching. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure you like, share, comment, and subscribe to the channel. And if you are listening to this on podcast, make sure you click follow. We'll see you next week.